Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. $5 game day pitchers of Bud Light, Coors Light, and Miller Light. And $5 cocktails, cheeseburgers, and brats. When football is on, you have to be at Buffalo Wild Wings. Price and participation may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. At Mastro Subaru, you've got guys running that dealership that are stick carriers just like each and every one of you. And because of that, they are giving you a special deal that nobody else gets. Go to Mastro Subaru, whether it's in Orlando or right here in Tampa off of Hillsborough Avenue near the Veterans. Tell them you're a stick carrier and you get special stick carrier pricing just for being a Bucks fan. It's that simple. New and pre-owned vehicles, they've got a huge selection. You go in, tell them you're a Bucks fan, tell them you're a stick carrier, and they're going to take some money off of that price just for you. Mastro Subaru with two locations in Orlando and Tampa. Check them out at MastroSubaru.com.
This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it or else it's not going to work. We are self-sustaining.
I'd do it right now, but I don't know what that is.
What the fuck?
Somebody that knows somebody that knows something about it. And I won't answer now.
Welcome in to Wednesday's edition of Bucks Uncensored. I'm Justin Pulaski, the host of this very podcast, the commish, and a key member of the Bucks mob. That's right. Stick carriers. The stick carriers that were born from a phrase that Dirk Cutter used. Listen, all that phrase did was bring us together. Okay? He said it. I took it, I ran with it, and you know what? We all found each other from it. We were never stick carriers. We were always a Bucks mob because what do we all want? We all want one thing and one thing alone, a consistent winner around here. We don't care about individual players or coaches. We care about the team that represents our city and wanting them to win consistently. And so, that's where we are. So, for this episode, we are going to discuss what the Buccaneers need to do to fix this thing when it comes to the head coach. The Glazers fired a fucking coach this week. Can you believe it? Of course, they fired their Manchester United coach. Dirk Cutter's still likely on the way out. I don't even say likely. He's gone. So who's it going to be? Well, before you hear my opinion, and I'm going to change it up a little bit. Because I'm going to give you my opinion and then play everyone else's opinion. It's going to be like, So how about we change it up? Let's start with Bucks takes today. Let's hear what the Bucks fans have to say about some of the coaches they would target with one of their initial interviews. And then I'll share with you a few of my targets coming up in just a bit.
So without further ado, let's get right to the Bucks takes, shall we?
Justin, what's up, brother? I've been thinking about what you said, looking towards the future, man. You're right. That's what we should be doing. What better way to do that than to see what our young guys got? Ronald Jones, I want to see him get 15 carries or more for the last two games. Consistently. Please. Can we see what he has? You know, he gets like 2-3 carries a game, and he gets hit in the backfield half the time, if not more. Give him some more carries. Give him some more opportunities. Let's see what we got. You know, Alex Kappa, let's see him start. We need to see these young guys, man. And if anything, if they ain't great, guess what? We know that. We know that for the future moving forward. It's only two games, but at least, you know, we can see something. Go Bucks. Shit.
I appreciate you. You're right. Go Bucks. Shit. Let's keep it going. We got a bunch of Bucks takes. Then I want to give you some of the coaches, the candidates out there that I would interview first. But let's keep it going. Let's go to my buddy Joe, who's up with us. Hello, Joe.
Hey, what it do, man? This your boy Joe, a.k.a. Bucks Kickass. You know, your boy Kickass. Look, man, I just feel like saying that DMX, bruh. Here we go again. Same old shit, dawg, just a different day. Here we go again. You know how it is when we play, how we play. Here we go again. Damn! But hey, man, I already knew what time it was, man. I mean, fuck. You know, in the beginning of the season, I had high hopes. I really did, man. I thought we was going to hit some motherfucking people in the mouth. You know, take the lead by storm. You know, I mean, damn. I mean, something. At least a respectable season. But like I said, here we go again. Same old shit, dog. Just a different day. Every fucking year, man, we in this shit, man. Oh, man, I be depressed and shit. I mean, bro, listen. I love football, man. I really love football. It's my, like, my first love, man. Besides, you know, women. Yeah. But it was my first love, man, you know. But it's like now I watch the Bucks on Sunday. And if we lose, man, I'll be so in my feelings. Like, damn, Joe, it's a game, bro. Relax, calm down, you know. My girl, like, you all butt hurt over a team. Damn right. Because this is my fucking team, all right? This is my team. This is fucking Bucks. I'm from Tampa, born at St. Joseph. You know, I put my soul in this shit. I talk as much shit as I can before the season starts, all right? When we win, I'm talking shit. When we was 2-0, I was talking cash, money, shit, baby. And my boy warned me, too. I ain't want to listen. You know, in the back of my mind, I was like, yeah, shit might go wrong. But you know what, though? Shit always go wrong. So, hey, enjoy the good shit while you got it. Because we know it's Bucks fans. It don't last long, baby. Look, man, Dirty Carter, he gotta go, man. I knew he was going. I told you, man, he can win every fucking game the rest of the season. Nigga, bruh, you still gotta go. You still gotta go, man. Like, it's over for you. You know? Commish, this is long. I'm gonna cut it off because my shit be too long. Sorry if I went too long, man. Go fucking Bucks, you know, but really, yeah, it is a Bucks life because, I mean, hey, it's a fucking Bucks life. We've been dealing with this shit for how long? What, 11 years, some shit like that, no playoff appearances? Ah, fuck, Cleveland South. Damn, man, it's fucking heartbreaking. Heartbreaking. Damn, man, I'm out of here.
Man, Joe's upset. But I think we all feel his passion, and I think we feel his pain as well. Know what I mean? It's a lot. James is up with us. Hey, James.
Hello, Justin. This is James in Largo, which is now James in Pinellas Park as I moved. Haven't talked in probably 2 years. Wow. Just wanted to chime in real quick with a Bucks take. Yeah, Dirk's gone. I mean, he just shows no energy, no passion for winning. Every time I watch him at a press conference, it's like he just doesn't care. He knows the writing's on the wall. He's gone. I think it's time to clean house, offensive, defensively. I mean, we have too much talent on this team for this to be what's going on. They have not addressed a run game, which blows my mind. I don't know. And I think it's time to bring in a new GM as well. Just we need more energy. And I'm just, every year it's the same thing. So I think it's time for a new staff. Yeah, so that's my take. It's been a while. Good to get back on here. So I've been listening, though, and don't miss a podcast. So keep up the good work, Justin. Peace, and go Bucks. Shit.
Yes, James, it's been a while. Good to have you back, and thanks so much for listening to each of these podcasts, even if you're not contributing with the Bucks takes. Want you to listen, though. And spread the word, man. But this is about bringing people together, bringing Bucks fans together. Do not suffer in silence. Don't suffer alone. Do it with the rest of us, because we're all suffering together. I know my buddy Chad's suffering as well, aren't you, Chad?
Justin, it's Chad from Lando Lakes. Just wrapped up listening to the podcast today. It's Monday. Great podcast, as always. I appreciate it. You know, before the game on Sunday, I tweeted out something along the lines of, you know, go Bucks. I'm always going to root for a win, always cheering for them, and I'm excited and pumped up to watch them. Which is true. I am always, you know, happy to watch the Buccaneers play football, mostly, I guess. I am always rooting for the team to win. That's definitely true. But at halftime, when we were down by 1 point, I came to the realization that I didn't give a fuck what happened in the second half. I didn't care. I was just, I don't know, Lou said it best. I was numb. Didn't care what the outcome was. I just want the offseason to get here and be gone so we can start week one of next season. That's what I want. That is all I want. You know, I also remember the last time we won. You know, I guess I didn't want to admit it yet, because, you know, we had a chance, you know, not a good chance. I still felt like there was a chance. I didn't have much confidence. But even after the last game that we won a couple weeks ago, when the game was over, you know, normally when the Bucks win, I'm excited, I'm jumping around, I'm happy, you know, screaming. My wife's telling me to shut the fuck up because I'm being too loud, whatever. I just kind of shut the TV off, and I was just kind of done. Like, I was like, oh, good for them. They won. Anyways, you asked for our number one candidate for a head coach for next season. Honestly, I don't have one. I don't really care what the next coach is, who the next coach is, offense, defense, names. I mean, I'm very interested in who it's going to be, and I'm excited to hear a name. But as far as people I could throw out there, I don't give a shit. I just want that person to be the right person, and I want that person to have a plan, like you said, and I want that plan to work, and I want them to turn us into a successful franchise. So we can say, go Bucks, and it's not go Bucks shit. It's go Bucks, fuck yeah.
Oof. I long for the days where we could say, go Bucks, fuck yeah. Unfortunately, that day is not right now. Scott's in Pennsylvania. Hello, Scott.
Justin, Scott from up here in Pennsylvania. Just got back home from the Bucks game in Baltimore. It was cold as shit, but we did our job. I was there with my son and his buddy. It was worth it just to hang out with him, albeit in the freezing rain. We had a good ride home, but our Bucks did not look good today. I could tell you that. We're just not a good football team. There's some hope on offense. We got to address the running game, as you've been saying, for 3 years. And our defense, they were just manhandled. Some will say just the second half, but I think a little bit in the first half, too. The front line, they were just getting blown out. And so I don't know what to say about this team. I'm thinking draft pick. I was walking out with some Bucks fans, and we did the B-U-C-C-A-N-E-E-R-S chant, and at the end of it, we just yelled, draft pick. So rather than go Bucks, shit. So what do? We think draft party. We think losing the next two games. Yep, I said it. We think losing the next two games to get a good draft pick. And the new coaching staff, the new general manager, the whole new regime can come in and do what they have to do to see what needs to be done to turn this team around. So thanks for the podcast. Just wanted to vent a little bit tonight. And wish everybody a happy holidays, especially you, Justin, Holly, and the kids. And thanks to all the sponsors. And go Bucks. Shit.
Love you, Scott. Looking forward to getting you back down here. I'm telling you, the draft party is going to be outrageous. New coach, new energy, new hope, new schemes. I'm excited. I'm already excited about the draft party. How many months away is it? Five? Four? Five. Five. I don't care. I'm pumped. Pumped up. Also pumped to have Michelle on for the first time ever.
Kimish, this is Michelle, Twitter handle Rockin' Noel, first time Bucks take. So you said not to be pissed, and I'm not really pissed about us losing this last weekend. What I'm pissed about is I'm sitting here wrapping up these Buccaneers jerseys that once again will hang in the closet until next football season because we can't seem to get our shit together to make it to the playoffs. That being said, I'm very excited about seeing Dirk Koetter walk out the door. Don't let the door hit you in the ass, Dirk, and take that broken-ass big motherfucking stick with you because I don't ever want to hear about it again. Hopefully the Glazers are going to make a good decision for a head coach. I totally believe in this team. I think we've got some awesome players, but I do think there's a few that need to hit the door along with Dirk. Anyway, happy holidays and go Bucks shit.
You know, it's funny every single time I hear it. It's not the slogan I'm sure the Bucks want. Unfortunately, I think it's the slogan the Bucks deserve. Yeah. JB has an outside-the-box coaching candidate for us to all consider.
Justin, JB from Orlando, Section 106. I got the perfect candidate right here. 2018 regular season stats. This head coach's offense scored 54.3 points per game, 530.8 yards per game, 7 yards per play. He had a 2,300-yard rusher with 48 touchdowns and a 3,200-yard passer with 47. And the best part is the guy is young, been a head coach for 5 years, took a program that had 2 wins, got him up to 13 this past season. But that's not even it. It's the name. It's all in the name, Justin. Matt, drink all. Because when you're a fucking Bucks fan, you got to just drink up all the booze and Ray J. It's the only way we're going to put up with this shit. It is actually a real guy. Division II head coach, Kansas Wesleyan. Not likely going to be a Bucks candidate, but I just got to love the last name, man. Drink all. Hey, drink before. It's good for you. I'm out. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, JB. Thank you so much. By the way, happy holidays to Michelle. Who wished me a happy holiday. Thank you. Take it all. I will take it all. So thank you. And I hope everyone enjoys their week next week. I don't know if I'm going to be doing a podcast on Monday, now that I think about it. And the reason I say that is because Sunday night is going to be Christmas Eve because I'm doing Christmas with my daughter Christmas Eve day. So going to be hard for me to record Sunday night because we're going to be doing all the Christmas stuff. And then obviously Monday, Christmas Eve, Tuesday, Christmas. So might not have another podcast until Wednesday unless something big happens. Know what I'm saying? Tobias.
Hello, hey, what's Tobias. Going on, Kamish? This is Tobias out of Phoenix. You know, the Titans game, when they played the Giants, was on next to the Bucks game at the bar I was at. And I also caught the Monday night game last night. Well, about that Monday night game, I know a lot of Bucks fans wanted Derwin James, but they could have had Eric Reed on the cheap. And watch him make open tackles on Alvin Kamara one-on-one and make tackles to get on him in space. The guy's a good player. Could have had him on the cheap. Just think about that. And look at the Titans. Marcus Mariota only threw for 80 yards, but they still shut out the same Giants team that the Bucs couldn't stop a couple of weeks ago. And Drew Brees hasn't played great in these past couple of games. The ironic part about the Saints last night is they scored only 12 points, but they won. Because the two teams I mentioned could get stops when needed, could run the ball, can impose their will. See, and also with running backs, it matters. Because the Chiefs, after letting Kareem Hunt go, the offense hasn't been the same because they couldn't control the game. They can't throw the ball to him in a screen game. He'd get 10, 12 yards. Easy throws with Mahomes. Easy throw for Breeze to Kamara. Marcus Mariota can hand that ball off to big Derrick Henry. Easy yards. The next coach has to bring an offense where Jameis can get easy yards. And for the Jameis haters out there, I have a question for you and for the commish. Cue the music.
Great question, Justin.
I'm tweeting it out.
I don't understand Polish.
But the sweating continued.
Thanks, Jason.
I love being with you and answering all your tough questions.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great question.
He's going to be still the tallest of an offense that has big, big height on it. Crushed it!
Has there ever been a quarterback that we thought had talent who thrived with bad coaching in a dysfunctional organization like we have? Thanks.
Oh. That's a very difficult question, Tobias. Come on, man. That takes a lot of... off the top of my head, I don't know. What's the answer? No? I don't know. Come on, man. You know I don't like to work that hard. I like to just... whatever I can know off the top of my head, great. Tobias, that's a lot. Come on, man. I'm just kidding. Love it. Thank you, Tobias. Tori's up with us. Hey, Tori.
Yo, Justin, what's up? It's Tori from Bradenton. It's been a long time. What's up, Bucks Mob? But I just want to say something. You know, Caleb Benenock had a good game. I don't give a fuck. I remember when the motherfucker got drafted. Some GM was talking about he ain't got the perfect motherfucking knee thickness that they wanted in a guard, but Jason Light thought his raggedy ass knees will get in there and do something, and this motherfucker had one goddamn game. Come on, man, get the fuck out of here. You know what he can do, Benenock? You and your broke ass knees or your non-thick ass knees can go and help Dirk Cutter move his motherfucking couch and get the fuck out of Tampa. Thank you and good night. And I just want to say to the Bucks Mob, I love all you guys. Keep up the energy. And Justin, you the Don. Keep it going, baby.
Hey, listen here, Tori. First off, I need to see you at some of our events. Second off, I just like to party with fellow Bucks fans, man. I want to put together some events, get people together, have a good time, and I think everyone has a good time at the events that we put on. So, really looking forward to the draft party coming up, and who knows, we might have more in the works for 2019. I always like to go bigger. That's what she said. Final one. And this guy had a birthday last week. So Stola, Yeg, Zieg, Zieg, Nom. To Christian from Headlines Barbershop. Hi, Christian.
Commish, Justin, what's up, bro? It's your boy Christian from Headlines. You said to call in with my coaching candidate, my who I wanted to be, or my candidate that I wanted to be the coach for the Bucks. And you said not to lock in, but I just can't help myself, man. I can't help myself. The more research I do, the more I look into it, it's got to be Chris Richard. I sent you something earlier this week Hopefully you'll play it on the podcast, man, because godly, I was ready. I was just ready. I was ready to run to a wall for this guy, and I'm not even on the field. We need a leader of men. We need a coach with a voice. We don't need a Shiano necessarily. We don't need a Lovey necessarily. We need somebody right in the middle that's not going to take shit and demand excellence from these players. Set a standard for these players. I don't even give a shit who his assistants are, because I know if it carries over what he's been able to do, at the stops that he's been at, the assistants he's going to bring in are going to be just fine. But Chris Richard's my guy. I know I shouldn't be locking in on one guy, kind of like the draft. You want to get two or three options so that you're not upset. But I'm all in, bro. I'm sold. If you guys are out there, just YouTube Chris Richard. YouTube Chris Richard mic'd up. Chris Richard on the sidelines. Chris Richard press conference. Whatever the fuck. I can't get enough of it. This guy is a fucking beast. So with that being said, shout out to all the sponsors. All you guys. I love you guys. And I'll leave you with this chant. Let's go, Bucks!
Appreciate you, Christian. And you know how I feel. Well, we'll see how I feel coming up in just a moment when I give you some of my coaches. But I will say this about Chris Richard. You know, there's certain guys where you're just like, can I picture him on the sideline? Can I picture him in a playoff game? Can I picture him having success? And you see a guy like Chris Richard and you're like, man, I could see that guy having success. I could see that guy roaming the sidelines being in complete control. See if the Bucks and the Glazers feel the same way. I don't know. I do know this. We already did the Bucks takes. You know what's next? A whole lot of me. Yay!
Bucks Uncensored.
All right, good to hear from the Bucks fans with the Bucks takes, shaking it up a little bit. I'm going to get to my take here in just a moment, but I want to remind you, if there's a beer you're going to drink over the holidays, make sure it's a Cigar City beer, and in particular, the High Life. I mean, they got the higher alcohol percentage. It helps you deal with your family and your friends and your relatives. You know how stressful the holidays can be. Well, why not indulge in some Cigar City? Whether you're a lager fan, a IPA fan, you want the dark, you want the light, they got it all. They got the Maduro, they got the Florida Cracker, they got the Invasion. They got so many different beers to choose from. It's so much more than just the High Life, which is my personal favorite. Check them out at their tasting room on Spruce, which is right near Raymond James Stadium. Or, of course, you can check out Cigar City Beer at any local grocery store or liquor store. And quite frankly, I'm seeing Cigar City all across the nation. So Cigar City Beer making its way across our beautiful country and representing Tampa the right way. We love Cigar City Beer just like we love our city, born and raised right here in Tampa. All right, so you heard some of the Bucks fans sharing their opinions. You know, let me preface this in talking about some of the initial interviews I'd like to see the Buccaneers do out the gate. And it's a little different, right? Because, well, you could say, hey, my top target is John Harbaugh. My top target is Jim Harbaugh. My top target is Jack Harbaugh. I don't know. Just throwing out Harbaughs. Or Nick Saban. Or whoever. I'm a big name coach. Big name. Brian Kelly's name has been bantered about before. Not a lot, but has been. When you're talking about name coaches like that, you're not going to go and interview those types of coaches. Those coaches are interviewing you, okay? If you are going and meeting with a big name like that, you're going with the intention of trying to hire that person. So, to me, I don't count that as an interview. And, you know, would I be disappointed with a John Harbaugh? No. Would I be disappointed with a big-name coach? No. But I also don't see the downside of looking at an up-and-coming coordinator. Yeah, I mentioned on this podcast, the last time the Buccaneers hired an up-and-coming coordinator, young coordinator, was a 41-year-old defensive coordinator from the Minnesota Vikings named Tony Dungy. And he came here and he changed the way football was viewed in this town. And we were accustomed to one thing and one thing alone around here before Tony Dungy, and that was losing and just bad football. Tony Dungy comes here and he brought energy. He brought an actual winning attitude, which they've never had. And they got the job done. And the job was to transform a losing, notorious losing franchise into a franchise that not only believed they could win, but actually did win. You fast forward all these years. John Gruden, they traded for. Raheem Morris, they promoted from within, from a position coach, never really even a coordinator. Was an upcoming, up-and-coming young coach, but not a coordinator. You didn't run an entire side of the ball. Greg Schiano, college coach. Lovie Smith, retread. Dirk Cutter, not an up-and-coming coordinator. Not when you're in your 50s already. He's just a longtime offensive coordinator that got his shot at being a head coach. And I guess now we all realize why he was never a head coach before. So I wouldn't mind looking at some of the up-and-coming coordinators that are out there. Now, DeFilippo before the season, John DeFilippo, who was the quarterback's coach for the Eagles, went to the Vikings. Vikings were putting up a ton of passing yards, but in the end, they weren't running the football, clashed with Zimmer, and he got fired. I would say and venture a guess that DeFilippo is not a top coaching candidate anymore. But for me, and I've talked about him several times, and I got some clips that will play, I would love to see at least an interview. I don't, and let's preface this. None of us know how a coach is going to play out. We can all give our opinions. Go after this coach. Go after that coach. Based on maybe what their teams have done, what teams they've been on in the past. But we don't know what the interview's going to be like. We don't know who head coaches, coordinators are going to be. What their philosophy's going to be. You know, is there... Just because they were a good offensive or defensive coordinator, is that going to be their philosophy as a head coach? You know, what is their plan when things start to go downhill? What's their overall plan? Do they have a 3-year plan? Do they have a 5-year plan? You know, there's a lot of things that go into an interview, a lot more than, hey, what scheme do you run? It's a lot to it. This is a very, very important hire for any NFL team, really for any company. This is business. You're hiring somebody to run pretty much your entire organization. You want to make sure you get the hire right. Well, guess what? The Bucs missed with Raheem, Schiano, Lovie Smith, and Dirk Cutter. They can't miss again. I'm starting my interview process with Chris Richard, defensive backs coach, calling the play. So while he doesn't have the defensive coordinator title in Big D, for the Dallas Cowboys, because Rod Marinelli has that there. Chris Richard is calling the defense. And he is with Rod Marinelli, crafting game plans week in and week out. Chris Richard is my first interview. And the energy, the youthful energy, about 40 years old, defensive coordinator, intense guy, constructed and is being credited with creating the Legion of Boom in Seattle, was a part of great defenses there, and has brought about a very stingy, aggressive, and physical defense in Dallas when just a year or two before, they weren't that. He has brought energy to the Cowboys. I want to see if he can do the exact same as a head coach. So he's going to be one of my interviews. Now listen to what Chris Richard had to say earlier this year when he was asked about the Legion of Boom when he was with the Seattle Seahawks.
What did the Legion of Boom really represent to you, and how many of those, what characteristics can translate over to the Cowboys now?
It was a standard of excellence and a standard of love, a standard of brotherhood. That's all it meant. It was that each one teach one. Everyone cares for one another, and everyone can count on one another. So more than being accountable, it was more about being dependable. So there's one thing, again, mistakes and all this kind of stuff happen. Oh, I'm accountable. That was my fault. Well, how about being dependable and not allowing the mistakes to happen? So it's kind of just kind of going above and beyond the relationship factor, you know, and being real with one another. Create a real brotherhood. Be true to one another. It doesn't mean everybody's going to be around or be a part of the team, but it does mean you create relationships that do last. And that's what it's about. It's about creating relationships that last, that create football life. That's what it was about.
Was part of it just that physical style play, though, too, and being known for getting takeaways and that kind of thing?
Well, that's the standard. That's the standard. And again, that's who we will be, because that's a part of the standard. That's a part of the style. That's a part of what's necessary for a defense to be successful. So really, the Legion was more about the other part, loving our brothers. See, L-O-B or Legion of Boom, Legion of Boom. Mm-mm. Love our brothers.
As a head coach, I need a leader of men, first and foremost. Yes, you know, coordinators are going to be important. Style's going to be important. Plan's going to be important. But first and foremost, I need a leader of men. You know, I'm not going to hinge everything on whether or not I'm going to hire Chris Richard based on what offensive coordinator he's bringing in. What do you think? He's just going to bring in some dope that doesn't know football? Hey, he's been around some offensive guys there with Dallas, Daryl Bevel for a number of years, and Chris Richard's been around for a while. He's talked to many different coaches. My assumption, clearly an assumption, because I've never spoken to the guy, but he is very aggressive. He's always been aggressive as a defensive coach. The question I'd have for him if I was the Glazers would be, are you going to be equally aggressive just as a head coach in defensive and offensive game plans? I'd like to see a physical, aggressive football team. That doesn't mean you have to just throw the ball 50 times. Throwing the ball 50 times down the field a game doesn't mean you're being aggressive. You know, keeping the defense on their heels, taking it to them physically is being aggressive. So, Chris Richard, one of mine. I think a second one, and I don't know if I'd hire him. I don't know if he's what this franchise needs right now. Because I do think maybe a younger leaning coach might be a good fit for them. They have had older coaches, the last several. Greg Schiano, Lovie Smith, Dirk Cutter. Yeah, old. But Vic Fangio, what he's doing with the Bears, and then what he did with the 49ers, he created two dominant defenses in the extended stays, extended being 2-3 years. With both of those franchises. I want to know how he did it. Trading for one of the best pass rushers in the NFL is definitely one of them. That, no doubt, helped the Bears. But there was more to it. There was more, you know, Roquan Smith, what he's done as a rookie, but the entire Bears defense, how physical they are in their front seven, how aggressive they are in their back, defensive backfield, their back four. Or their back seven. I mean, I want to talk to him. I want to get a gauge for him. And I want to see if I could be pleasantly surprised. Would I lean to another older coach? I would, if he's the right fit. So, you know, how does he view the talent on my team? You know, can Jason Pierre-Paul do in his defense what Khalil Mack is doing? Obviously, pass rushers are vitally important to what Vic Fangio does. He had them in San Francisco. He has them in Chicago. I at least want to talk to him. I want to pick his brain, and I want to see if that's something that can sustain competitiveness and bring about a winner in Tampa Bay. I'll go in with an open mind in knowing that maybe he's not one of my top two, three choices. But I want to talk to him to see if I can be pleasantly surprised, and who knows? Maybe he blows us away, and maybe we end up bringing him in just as a defensive genius. I think you could say that. I mean, right now, Vic Fangio is among those Jim Johnsons, Monty Kiffins back 10, 15, 20 years ago. That's who Vic Fangio is today. Just dominant defense year after year. My final one, and I wanted to give you three of them, is an offensive coordinator. You know, I'm not mentioning a lot of college coaches. There's been a few that have been mentioned. Dan Campbell didn't make my list. I think he's intriguing with the Saints. I saw some, I guess Ira Kaufman said Ron Rivera could be let go by the Panthers. I'd like to talk to Matt LaFleur. He's the offensive coordinator for the Tennessee Titans. Longtime assistant under Kyle Shanahan from Shanahan's days with the Redskins, Falcons. Once Kyle Shanahan went to the San Francisco 49ers as head coach, Matt LaFleur actually joined Sean McVay as his offensive coordinator in L.A. with the Rams. So he had some time to work under Sean McVay. By the way, McVay and Matt LaFleur were both assistants under Kyle Shanahan with the Redskins. Not 100% sure if McVay went to the Falcons. He might have for a short time, but those three have been close. And so I look at Matt LaFleur with the offenses that Kyle Shanahan's put together over the years, with the obvious connection with Sean McVay, and then what he's done with the Titans. Listen, the Titans aren't an offense that is lighting the world on fire, but what I like what Matt LaFleur has done is he went to Tennessee, he worked with his head coach. There's no doubt that Mike Vrabel wanted to have, you know, an established run game. That's their strength on their team. And, you know, they really wanted to establish the run a majority of this year and limit what Marcus Mariota had to do. I think Marcus Mariota has a lot more limitations than Jameis Winston does. But Matt LaFleur has put together an offense that has limited the mistakes by Mariota and has really helped Marcus Mariota by trying to establish a run game. And until somebody lit a fucking fire finally under Derrick Henry's ass, this is what the Titans offense could have been all year long. I mean, they flat out went to Derrick Henry and said, you better fucking wake the shit up or you're going to be fucking on the bench forever. Look at what he's done the last 2 weeks. 6 touchdowns, like 600 yards rushing, just dominating football game. Not 600. Like fucking 400 yards rushing. 600 yards in 2 games. But, I mean, I want to talk to a young, up-and-coming coordinator who has worked under Shanahan and Sean McVay? Yeah, why wouldn't you want to talk to a guy like that? Let's pick his brain. People are always looking for the next thing, that next Sean McVay. You know, back in the day, it was the next Gruden. Those young coaches that bring that excitement, why not interview LaFleur and see if that's something that would match and would mesh well with the team? So those are my three. That's not saying that I'm locked in on those three. That's not saying that those are the only three that I'd want to hire. Obviously, John Harbaugh. I'm intrigued by Brian Kelly. You know, pro-style guy. Has had success with Notre Dame. Has really had success anywhere he's gone. Yeah, I'd like to see, you know, if that's the path the Bucks want to take. You know, I mentioned Dan Campbell before. There's a lot of coaching candidates out there right now. I think young up-and-coming coordinators. I think coaches that have been head coaches before. I think college coaches. And one name I haven't mentioned is Eric Bieniemy. You know, hey, why not? Chiefs offensive coordinators, whether it's Peterson or Nagy or whoever, they must have success. I don't know much about Bieniemy other than when he played. I don't know what kind of impact he's having as Chiefs offensive coordinator. I don't know what kind of impact he's having compared to Andy Reid. And I do know that Doug Peterson and Nagy, Matt Nagy, for the Bears now, were both being hyped up big time as head coaching candidates before they actually got the opportunity to be head coaches. I haven't really heard Eric Bieniemy's name all that much. And maybe in league circles, that just means, hey, he needs some more developing as a coach since this is his first year as coordinator. So, ton of options out there. Ton of options. And guess what? I'm optimistic about pretty much all of them. I have hope, and this is maybe the most hope I've had for the future of the franchise in the last couple of years. Pretty much from week four last year on, my hope has been dwindling. And now my hope is that the next hire takes this young nucleus of talented players to the next level. The next level being competing for playoffs year after year, and then ultimately competing for Super Bowls year after year. Thanks to our sponsors, Buffalo Wild Wings. We love them. They got their $5 game day menu with $5 select pitchers of Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light. You can get $5 select cocktails, $5 burgers and brats. God, and if you're going there, would you please just get the traditional lemon pepper dry rub wings? They're outstanding. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. Mastro Subaru. We love Pete, Steve, and everyone at Mastro Subaru. They're members of the Bucks mob, and they are giving you Bucks fans a discount to try and give you a little bit of a smile, even though there hasn't been much to smile about this season. All you got to do is tell them you're a Bucks fan. Tell them you're a member of the Bucks mob. You get special discounted pricing. Two locations. Mastro Subaru has a location in Orlando for the Bucks mob members. Over in Central Florida, one right here in Tampa off of Hillsborough Avenue near the Veterans Expressway. Love you guys at Mastro Subaru. Also, Cigar City Beer. Heard me talking about them earlier. We love Cigar City. We love the Bucks. We love Cigar City Beer. We love it all because it's all born, raised right here in Tampa Bay. Thank you to Cigar City. And what you drink before you drink is B4. Avoid that hangover. Hey, you're going to have a 12-pack of Cigar City High Life? Well, I'm going to tell you this right now. You might want to get some vitamins in your body because that's a lot of beer. It's a lot of beer. B4. Drink it before you drink the High Life. And guess what? You're going to feel great the next day. Cigar City Beer and B4. Now both available in Publix grocery stores throughout the state of Florida. Yay! And Headlines Barbershop. I'm heading there on Friday. I want to get my do up nice. I want to look good. I want to look good for Christmas. And I want to look damn good for New Year's and Holly's birthday, New Year's Day. That's right. I want to look good for my girl, look good for my woman. You want to do the same. Go to Headlines Barbershop. They get you, man, that fade up high and tight. Woo! You're going to look damn good. Download their app. Headlines Barbershop app tells you all the locations throughout the entire Bay Area, and you can make an appointment on the app as well. Thank you to Christian and Headlines Barbershop. And thanks to each and every one of you. Amazing, amazing. The growth we continue to have. Spread the word. Let people know about the Bucks mob. We are all mob members. The mob is supposed to come together and fight against other teams. And I am ready to finally fucking do that. It is going to be an incredible offseason. I believe that. I believe we're going to have a new regime, a new coach, a new energy, some new free agents, and a fucking hell of a draft party. Hell of a draft party. And trust me, we are already making arrangements. We are already making plans. That's all to come in 2019. Thanks to you. Each and every one of you. Okay? There's no billboards. Okay? There's no advertising. This is fucking word of mouth and getting it out there and letting Bucks fans know where they can go to get the genuine, passionate Bucks conversation that they can't find on the shit-ass radio, that they can't find anywhere else. This is it.
It's me as a passionate fan, and it's each and every one of you, an equal voice on the podcast that every member of the Buccaneers organization has listened to and still listens to. This podcast, Bucs Uncensored, and we'll end with the three words that have become infamous. Go Bucs. Shit.